محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Every action and every deed and every behavior of us is going to be reflected, and it is going to be presented to us on the Day of Judgment. يوم تجد كل نفس. Every soul is going to find, every human soul is going to find, ما عملت من خير محضرة وما عملت من سوء. Both their good deeds and their bad deeds are presented to them on the Day of Judgment. And this story and this concept is very frequent in the Holy Quran. Not one or two verses that speaks about how we're going to see our deeds on that day. Many verses address this topic. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَجْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. اقرأ كتابك. Read your book. Read your file. Therefore, we have to be very conscientious and very careful about what we do, about what we say. Things that are good, and you do things that are wholesome and good, they're going to make you happy on that day. And things that are bad or evil or misdeeds, definitely they're going to generate sadness on that day. And it is going to scare us when we see them in our files. And God says, تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا. The soul is going to wish, it will wish, that there is a distance between it, meaning the soul, and that bad deed. A distance separating them. A long distance, a huge distance separating the soul from its bad deeds on the Day of Judgment. تود لو أن بينها وبينه Amadan Ba'ida. We don't want to be associated with our bad deeds. We don't want people to know about them on that day. In another verse, Allah says, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. That day you shall be exposed. تُعْرَضُونَ. No secret of you shall be hidden on that day. Of course, also we have to counter this, to have a counterbalance. We have the concept of forgiveness and repentance and going back to God. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. A sinner who seeks forgiveness from his sins, he will turn into a spotless, immaculate file. كمن لا ذنب له. As if he did not commit a sin. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. God is willing to forgive all sins and erase them and delete them and remove them from the files. So they are not exposed, they are not displayed before us on that day. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ in chapter 11, Surah Hud, verily, truly, the good deeds, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. The good deeds that you do are going to do away and remove and erase the bad deeds that you do. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The good deeds that you perform are going to erase the bad deeds. But also provided that you seek forgiveness from God. We must seek forgiveness for everything we did, for everything we said, for our assault against ourselves and people around us. In regards to repentance, Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam, addresses this issue. He says, "Man taba taba Allahu alayhi." If someone repents, God is going to forgive him and pardon him. وَأُمِرَ جَوَارِحُهُ أَن تَسْتُرَ عَلَيْهِ. In some of the verses in the Quran, they're going to summon witnesses against us. Some of those witnesses are not people, are our limbs, our skin. They're going to witness against us. So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, when you seek forgiveness and repentance from God and He forgives you, وَأُمِرَ جَوَارِحُهُ أَن تَسْتُرَ عَلَيْهِ. His limbs are going to cover up on him or for him. So it's not going to testify against him on that day. أُمِرَ جَوَارِحُهُ وَبِقَاعُ الْأَرْضِ أَن تَكْتُمَ عَلَيْهِ. And the places where he committed the sin are going to erase that and cover it for him and protect him. وَأُنْسِيَتِ الْحَفَظَةُ مَا كَانَتْ تَكْتُبُ عَلَيْهِ. حَفَظَة. Allah says you have guardians, angels who are inscribing everything you do. Even those angels are going to forget what you did. وَأُنْسِيَتِ الْحَفَظَ. They have sharp memory, but once you commit, once you go back to your Lord, asking Him for forgiveness, and Allah gives the pardon and the forgiveness, those حَفَظَ, whose job is to memorize from حِف, memorizing our deeds, inscribing them in our files, they're going to forget what we did. وَأُنْسِيَتِ الْحَفَظَةُ مَا كَانَتْ تَكْتُبُ عَلَيْهِ. This is the hope that Islam provides us and religion provides us. Hope. We have to have hope. A believer is always a hopeful person. Has hope in God's mercy, in God's forgiveness. Always Islam wants us to be hopeful. Never despair. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. لا تيأسوا. Do not be despondent. Do not reach a point where you may say to yourself that my file is packed with sins. God is not going to forgive me. I know God is not going. No, you don't know. You don't know. Don't say, I know God is not going to forgive me. This is a sin itself. To be despondent of God's forgiveness and mercy and a blessing, it's a sin. Every day, Islam says, every morning is a fresh day for you. Every single morning is a day of hope, is a day of opportunity to go back to Allah and to restore the damage and to fix the damage. Every day, the door is not shut. Allah always opens His door until we see the angel of death. At that moment, it's too late. But before that, hours before that, there is a way to receive God's forgiveness. So let's use this and utilize this opportunity and this gift that has been given to us, extended to us by Allah, the Merciful, to have hope in Allah and to try to clean our files, clean our records. Let's have a good record when we meet God. And it doesn't take much to restore your file, to restore your credit. I don't know what it takes to restore your credit in America. I don't know. I have not been through this. But to restore your credit with God is easy. And it is only between you and Him. No attorney involved, no lawyers, no court, no documents. It's between you and Him to restore your credit with Him before we leave. Because we don't know when we're going to leave. Today, I read in the New York Times that Senator McCain, there was an article on him. He gave up on treatment. He has brain tumor. So today he stopped it because his family decided to stop. And then in the New York Times, it says his death is imminent. This is the sentence. So I was telling my wife, his death is imminent. She said to me, whose death is not imminent? Which one of us? His death is not imminent. The death is imminent to all of us. It will knock at our doors. I said this last night, Thursday night here. There was an accident on this I-5, Freeway 5. Thursday morning, early morning, at 1:30 a.m. A chain of car crash here on. A lady, she's only 24 years old. She lost her life. And she has a baby in the car seat. The baby is 6 months old. The baby survived. The mother died. This is a message to all of us, that it could be any minute. Did that lady know? Did she know what, 5 minutes before, 3 minutes before, that she's going to die on this freeway? 2 weeks before, a flight took off from Northern California heading to John Wayne. And it was into the flight for 2 hours and 30 minutes. And it was supposed to land here at this runway. But instead, you know what did it? Where did it land? Do you follow the news? At a Bristol, here at South Coast Plaza. 2 minutes short of the runway. 2 minutes. He was in the air for 2 hours and 30 minutes. But the last 2 minutes, he could not make it. Five people lost their life. Three of them are Iranians. I read their names. You don't know what will happen and when it is going to happen. But one thing we know, that God is merciful. Anytime I go to Him, He opens the door for me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat. Wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytah al-tayyibin al-tahirin. الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. We have severe problem in this state in Southern California, and that is called the drought, severe drought. We've been going through severe drought for many years now. And you can see it, it's very visible. Look at your backyard, look at the trees, look at the air, how polluted is. And there are many reasons for that. I believe in the global warming, I believe in the climate change, I believe in the weather patterns, but also I believe there is another factor, another spiritual and moral factor involved. And that is, there is a correlation. There is a correlation between rain and forgiveness and repentance. And we find this in different places in the Quran. Quran associates drought with sinning of the humans. Not just here in Southern California, in many places in the world and through different times. Nuh says to his people, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Seek forgiveness. Go back to your Lord. Stop committing sins and violations. Stop hurting each other. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send the sky wide open, pouring with rain upon you, once you seek forgiveness. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ. He supplies you, provides you with أموالٍ, wealth, وبنين, and children. ويجعل لكم جناتٍ. He will create for you gardens. ويجعل لكم جناتٍ ويجعل لكم أنهاراً, streams and rivers. Always repentance is associated with God's mercy. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركاتٍ من السماء والأرض. If people of villages and towns and cities and states, they believe and they fear God and they uphold moral Islamic principles, we would open the gates of the heaven and the earth upon them. Barakatin. Barakat, blessings are going to pour down on them. Also, we have certain narrations that state that if you have tightness in your sustenance, al-usru fil rizq, your income is not that good, you lost your job, business is not doing good, fa'alayka bil istighfar. Get hold of istighfar and repentance. Go back to God. Maybe part of it because of sins. Bad economy is not always because of foreign factors, sometimes because of internal factors, us, inside us, that contributes to slow economy, bad economy, tight provision. عَلَيْكَ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Whenever money is not coming, think about it to yourself. Say, I have to go back to my Lord. This is a warning call to me. Therefore, we have to promote, if we really need rain in this state, rain sometimes, for certain people, rain is mercy. Sometimes the same rain becomes a curse. I was reading an article about India recently. There was flood in India and hurricanes, which cost them $3 billion, cost that nation. Thousands of people lost their lives. So sometimes it's a curse, it's a punishment. Sometimes it's not from God because of our own misdeeds. It could hit certain areas. Now in Hawaii, now that I'm speaking to you, they have torrential rains. More than 20 inches of rain falling on Hawaii, but here it's a dry. It's a drought here. So sometimes it's a warning. The rain, when it comes, heavily comes, pours, it's a warning, and sometimes when it does not come, again, another warning. Therefore, we have to promote this culture, ثقافة الاستغفار. Going back to our Lord, going back to ourselves, slowing down what we are doing, reflecting on what we do, reflecting on our relationship with God and with people. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, ما جفت الدموع إلا لقسوة القلوب. The eyes, the tears of the eyes, they dry, does not come down, because hearts are harsh. When the hearts are hardened, tears do not come down. وما قست القلوب إلا لكثرة الذنوب. And the hearts become hardened because of excessiveness of sins. The heart becomes hardened. And this is in this chapter, ayah 74 in Surah Al-Baqarah. ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. Your heart became hardened, so it became like stones, or even harder still, harder than stones. Human souls, human hearts, becomes harder and harsher because of excessiveness of sins. We really need the rain. We need it for our life. We need it for other inhabitants, other creatures. We need it for the birds, for the animals. I feel sorry when I see the drought, not just for myself, for everyone. And the hadith says sometimes God sends his mercy upon a nation, the whole nation will enjoy God's mercy because of the istighfar, the repentance of one person. So don't say we have 42 million people here, what my prayers and my istighfar is going to do. It is going to do. Yes, definitely it will work. But we have to go back with sincerity, with ikhlas, with tears in our eyes, with a broken hearts. We go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to insist on Him. Not one or two times. Every single day has to be a day of retreat, going back to God, asking Him for mercy. To send His mercy on us, His protection, to send the rain, to send other blessings, to protect our country, our families, our children, our youth. And also we have to remember that our other nations, maybe they are far from us, physically far, but we have to keep them in our hearts, in our minds, and in our thoughts, and in our prayers. One of those nations are the beleaguered people of Yemen. Every single day there is a new tragedy. Saudi Arabia, with the money that they have, with the ties that they have with this administration, with the weapon that they purchase. Yesterday I saw a clip of how they get joyful when they see food, a meal. Saudi Arabia signed a contract with America, $450 billion, to buy weapons. To buy weapons to kill Muslims with these weapons. And here you are, look at Yemen. Where did Saudi Arabia use its weapon? Against what nation other than Yemenis? Other than inflaming the war in Syria, in Iraq, in neighboring countries? $450 billion. Next to them, south of the border, people who don't have food. You should see this clip. Mu'mineen, believers, good people, pure people, they don't have food. Allah would not remain silent. Allah has patience and He is Halim. He has endurance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rabbaka labil mirsad. He's standing there. So at least with our hearts, we have to stand with the people of Yemen. With wherever there is a tragedy, with the people of India, with the people of Palestine, with the people of Lebanon, with wherever there is a tragedy and there is pain, we have to stand with them, inshallah. We have the celebration of Eid al-Ghadir is going to be September 1st, inshallah, Saturday at 7:30 here. And the Muharram season and the sessions of Muharram are going to start on Monday, September 10th, inshallah. Because Tuesday, September 11th, is going to be the first of Muharram 1440 Hijri. So the night before we begin the sessions for 11 nights, inshallah, at this Islamic center. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. And they asked me to ask you, they need sponsors for the dinner of Muharram, so you can speak to Haj Samir Amiri. Allahumma akhfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat, wal muslimin wal muslimat, al ahya'i minhum wal amwat, tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibu al-da'awat, innaka ghafiru al-khati'at, innaka mahi al-sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.